From r/erotica, the title of this post is Daddy After Midnight. Sit back and enjoy the story.
A few years ago, I was living alone in an apartment block downtown. I was single at the time after breaking up with a guy a few weeks earlier. My emotions were still a little raw from how we had split up, and I had made a promise to myself to take a little break from dating for a while. Just spend a little time enjoying being single. Men had always paid me a lot of attention, so trying to stop myself from flirting back to them was harder than I thought. But I was doing my best. There was a middle-aged man who lived on the same floor as me. I had never really talked to him, but whenever he saw me in the hallway as I either left or returned from work, he would always smile at me and say, "Good morning, miss." Or, "Good evening, miss." That was the extent of any communication until one Friday evening when I arrived home from work. The middle-aged man was walking down the hallway from my side of the building. He gave me another smile and said, "Good evening, miss." I smiled back at him saying, "Good evening." He walked past me and continued to his apartment. I got to my door and happened to glance down the hallway as I was opening my door and noticed he was also looking at me as he opened his own door. That's when I walked into my apartment and saw a note on the floor that had been slipped under my door. I picked up the note and read it. "If you ever feel the urge to be taken and fucked harder than you have ever been fucked before, then knock on 7A after midnight. I will give you the biggest orgasm of your life and fuck you harder than you even realize you can take. Daddy will be waiting for you." I stood there staring at the note in my hand, feeling a little shocked at what I had just read. Then suddenly I realized who the note was from. He had just passed me in the hallway. No wonder he had glanced at me as he entered his apartment. He knew I was about to discover his dirty little note. I sat down on my couch, not really knowing how to feel about the note. This man had greeted me whenever we passed in the hallway, and now I know he had probably been thinking about fucking me every time he had smiled at me. This man looked like he was almost as old as my own father, and he was definitely not the type of man I had ever been attracted to before. Suddenly a feeling of anger came over me. How dare he leave me a filthy note like this? How was I ever supposed to feel comfortable if I saw him in the hallway ever again? I was so angry at this man. But suddenly something happened that surprised the hell out of me. I felt that familiar tingle start deep inside me. That little tingle that starts so small but soon becomes an overwhelming urge to touch myself. That feeling of becoming so horny that my hand is already sliding up the inside of my thigh before I've even realized what I'm doing. My hand sliding under my skirt as I lay back on the couch. My fingers slowly rubbing against my panties that are getting moister by the second. I couldn't stop reading the note. "Daddy will be waiting for you." The words echoed around my mind as my fingers slipped beneath the hem of my panties, sliding my fingers down my now wet slit. The thought of this man wanting to fuck me harder than I've ever known was turning from a feeling of anger to a feeling of overwhelming lust. I moaned as I slid two fingers into my pussy, a gasp escaping my lips as I arched my back, fucking my pussy with my fingers. I was so wet and so turned on as my wet fingers found my clit, flicking side to side. My nipples so hard that as I squirmed, they rubbed against my shirt, sending shivers of pure bliss through my body, clit throbbing between my fingertips as I gasped so hard, needing to bring myself to orgasm. Imagining what this man had been thinking about doing to me as I squealed and bucked against my fingers. I came so fucking hard as I imagined this stranger taking me like the slut he wants me to be. I lay gasping on the couch, feeling like some dirty little whore for doing what I had just done. Starting to feel a little ashamed for allowing this man's dirty little note to get to me, I pulled myself together and poured myself a glass of wine after scrunching up the note and tossing it into the trash. After a little more wine, I got undressed and went to bed. I tossed and turned for what seemed like hours as I tried to go to sleep, but I was already starting to feel horny once again. Unable to get the note out of my head, I climbed out of bed and walked to my apartment door and stood there in panties and a t-shirt, not believing what I was thinking about doing. I put my forehead against the door and closed my eyes, talking out loud to myself. "Go back to bed, Jessica. Stop thinking what you are thinking. You are not this kind of girl. Go back to bed." And that's when I opened my door and started walking down the hallway towards apartment 7A. It was just after 1 a.m. as I stood facing his apartment door, wondering if I was really going to go through with this. I lifted my hand to knock on the door. I hesitated for a few moments, but then I knocked. There was no answer. I knocked again. I was starting to feel a little stupid and turned to walk back down the hallway when his door opened behind me. I turned back and he was standing there fully naked with a very hard and erect cock dangling between his legs. "I've been waiting for you, Jessica. Come inside," he said, and I walked into his apartment. I wondered for a second how he knew my name, but as he closed the door and slid his hands around my waist from behind, I figured that at this point it didn't really matter. He slowly pulled up my t-shirt, and I lifted my arms as he pulled it over my head and tossed it to the floor. "Take your panties off, Jessica," he said, and I immediately did as he asked, sliding my panties down my legs and then kicking them off. He pressed himself up against me from behind and slid his arms around me. His right hand slid down between my legs, and he cupped my pussy in his hand. His left hand slid over my breasts, squeezing and groping them before he slid his hand up until it wrapped around my throat. He didn't squeeze hard, but just held me firmly against him. My heart was racing as I was giving my body to a man I didn't know. "Did you enjoy reading my little note, Jessica?" he asked as he started to caress my pussy. "Yes, I did," I responded. "For tonight's activities, I will ask that you refer to me as Daddy," he said as he slid a finger inside me. I moaned as he pushed his finger into my pussy. "Ooh, oh yes, Daddy," I said as I felt myself melting into his grasp. He kissed my neck and whispered to me that I was a good girl before releasing me from his grasp and planting a hard spank against my ass. I yelped as he ordered me over to his bed. "Get on the bed, face down, Jessica." I crawled onto his bed and lay down. I felt the bed move as he climbed on behind me, his hands grabbing my waist, as he pulled me back and up until I felt his cock rubbing along my pussy. "I've never been much good at many things in my life, Jessica, but I know how to fuck," he said as I felt his big cock start to penetrate my wet slit. I gasped as the head popped inside my folds, feeling how thick it was. Then he grabbed my waist tighter and just slammed his cock into as deep as he could get. I squealed as I felt his thick shaft fully impale me, my pussy stretching around his cock. He immediately started fucking me incredibly hard, powering his cock in and out of my tight wet pussy. My arms were stretched on the bed, and my fingers grabbed hold of the bed sheets. I moaned out loud. "Oh my god, Daddy," I squealed as my pussy was taken hard, his cock plowing deep and hard again and again. My nipples were so hard, and as they rubbed against the bed from being pulled back and forth on his cock, they sent shudders of pleasure coursing through me. "That's it, my good girl, Jessica. Daddy is going to take care of you," he almost growled at me as he fucked me so damn hard. I could feel my orgasm about to hit me like a freight train. I was squealing as my fingernails clawed at the silky sheets, and as he pumped harder and harder, I came on his cock. "Oh my god, Daddy, yes, yes. Fuck me, oh my god," I screamed as I thrashed around in his tight grasp, my entire being feeling like it was about to explode into a billion tiny particles of pure ecstasy. My eyes were rolled back in my head as my mind span out of control, coming on this man's big hard cock as he continued pumping into my now soaking pussy. I was expecting him to roar out loud with gratification as he came inside me, but he didn't come. He just kept slamming his cock deep inside me as hard and deep as he could. He fucked harder and harder, deeper and deeper, fucking the hell out of my young body. I could feel a second orgasm building fast, building hard, until I screamed and came on his cock again, thrashing around almost out of control of my limbs as he fucked me hard through my second orgasm. I was coming so hard his cock starting squelching into my soaking dripping pussy. "Come for Daddy, Jessica. Come for Daddy," he roared as he grabbed my shoulder and pushed me down on the bed to stop my thrashing as he continued pumping thick cock deep inside me. He never slowed and never stopped pounding into me. He grabbed my ass and slammed my pussy as he grunted and panted, fucking me relentlessly. I reached behind trying to grab onto him as my fingernails clawed down his arm. I grabbed onto his wrist as he powered his throbbing hard cock deep inside my well-fucked pussy. "Daddy is not done with you, Jessica. I want one more orgasm out of you," he shouted as his cock pumped into me. I honestly thought if he made me come this hard again, I might pass out. He reached under me and I felt his fingers start to flick at my clit, and that was it. That was when my mind went blank, as I screamed and came so intensely on his cock that I forgot where I was. My entire body shook and trembled as a third orgasm threatened to make me lose consciousness. For a few seconds I lost my grip on reality, as the biggest orgasm of my life tore through my soul. He kept pumping hard inside me as my juices dripped from my pussy and over his cock and balls. "Holy fuck, Jessica. I don't want to pull out," he roared like an animal. "I'm not pulling out. Daddy needs your cunt," he screamed as I felt his cum explode deep inside my bare pussy. He slammed his cock deep, spurting his seed inside me, pumping jets of sticky cum deep inside me. So much cum as he pulled me back hard on his cock, pumping inside me. After he finished cumming, he collapsed on top of me, pinning me underneath him as we both gasped and panted, cum leaking from my pussy around his cock. He finally pulled out of me, and I tried to get up, but my legs were still trembling. He grabbed my arm and pulled me back down on the bed with him, cuddling up behind me as he wrapped his arm around me. "Close your eyes, baby. Go to sleep. Daddy has you," he said softly as he held me to him. I closed my eyes and fell asleep in his arms.